All right, cool deal. We are all set. For those who, for just for recording purposes, could you state your name and where you're calling from?
Becky Burley, Ontario.
All right, welcome to the call. Anybody else out there, state your name and where you're calling from. Welcome to the call. State your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, guys, it's me. It's Jules.
Hey, Jules, what's happening? Welcome to the call. We was just doing a quick introduction, getting everybody prepared for you and myself to give them some daily motivation. We should be starting in about 3 minutes or so. Everybody's starting to chime in now. Welcome to the call. State your name and where you're calling from. State your name and where you're calling from. Welcome to the call.
Hey, guys, it's Dion from Minnesota.
Hey, welcome to the call. Good afternoon.
Yes, thank you.
All right. For those who are new to the call, like I was saying before I started the recording, we are building the greatest community of people developing the mindset to win. Because no matter what you go through in life, it's going to take you to develop your mental, expand your mental capacity in order to get through any circumstance and come out a winner. Also, this call helps you to understand that just taking steps forward is success, and that's being a winner. Just getting off the couch and getting something done that you've been meaning to do, to just press forward, that's being a winner. That's called success. But it's going to take your mental capacity to start tapping in, to start getting you to get up and do these things without actually thinking about them. A lot of people that come on the calls are entrepreneurs or they're employees or they're students, and they come on this call just for some daily motivation to get them through whatever they may be facing. Maybe they hit a creative block and they just need some juice to get things flowing. Maybe they just can't sit still to read this book and they need some motivation to move forward. They're hesitant to leave their job and to fill out some other applications to, expand their careers. They get on this call to get some motivation so that they can help them press forward. So like I said, we are building the greatest community of people developing the mindset to win. We're at 204 right now. If you haven't stated your name and where you're calling from, please state your name and where you're calling from right now. Just go.
This is Carla Starla calling from L.A.
All right, welcome to the call. Early in the morning there in L.A. and she's calling in. Who else is on the call? State your name and where you calling from.
Angie here from Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, Angie, welcome to the call all the way from Columbus, Ohio. Who else is out there? State your name and where you calling from. All right, cool deal. We're down to 1205. And this call, we are a little over a month we've been doing this call, and we have some wonderful intentions to keep this going forever and ever and ever. We have intentions to have anywhere from 500 to 1,000 people on this call plugging in Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to get their mindset, because we are building the greatest community of people developing the mindset to win. I don't care what business you're in. I don't care what school you go to. I don't care what place of employment you go to. You need the proper mentality to come out on top, to come out as a winner, to play with the big boys on the field. And that's what this call is all about. Julian, if you're ready and prepared, you can come on and get everybody into state so that they can start receiving all this wonderful information we want to share with them today. Julian, the floor is yours, my friend.
All right. Hey, thanks, Mike. Thanks. I appreciate that. Hey, guys, welcome to the call. If you're new to this call, we want to just take a moment and say thank you for joining us today. The motivational call is exciting for Mike and I to do every day, and we really enjoy it. If you are regulars, you guys know the drill. We're always happy to have you here and keeping the energy with us. And so I'm just pretty fired up today. It's a beautiful day here in Southern California. It's a typical sunny Southern California day today, and it's just awesome to just really be able to soak in the sun and just the blue skies and everything. So really I'm feeling good today, and we've got some really great stuff for you. And so what I wanted to do was talk to you guys a few different things. If you're on this call, we do a few different things. We get you into state, as Mike said, so that you can be ready to receive the information we're going to give you, so that you can just plug into this call and program your mind for success, developing that mindset to win. And what I have for you today is I want you to think about how you're feeling today emotionally and think about how you feel physically as we go through this call. I want you to tie into those. because those are going to be key indicators of how you are changing on this call, okay? And so, as you know, we get you guys into state, and one of the things that I do is I have you guys play along with me that we're hypnotized, and as if you're hypnotized, it's one thing that you can only actually self-hypnotize yourself, and as you do this, one of the things that will happen is that I'm going to open your mind up to only positive influences, positive suggestions, okay? And so what I want you to do is play along with me that you're hypnotized, and we're going to take a big deep breath. We're going to hold it, and we're going to let it out. You know, what's really interesting about this call, and it's really getting me fired up more and more, is I can feel it. You guys were already changing your breathing pattern before I even actually got that started, all right? So that's, I can hear it. So it's really, that's pretty awesome. You guys are already working on getting yourself in a state as we get through these calls, so that's pretty awesome. So as you know, we always have a topic of the day, and today we're going to talk about resources versus resourcefulness. And earlier in this week, we talked about upgrading your performance so you can get more of what you want. We talked about exposure, you know, so that if you're not having what you want right now, it's because you've never been exposed to it. So yesterday we talked about exposure. Tomorrow, I've got something really awesome for you. I'm going to teach you about the root of why people buy. All right, I'm going to give you the exact science of why someone buys anything. Okay. Today, though, I'm going to go into resources versus resourcefulness and show you exactly why you have exactly everything that you need already. Yesterday we mentioned on the call, you don't get out of life what you want. You get out of life who you are, right? And I think that's a really, really powerful statement because who you are is what you're receiving. If you want to receive something different, then you have to be different, right? And a lot of times when we're not having the success that we want, we're not able to achieve what we want, we're, you know, faced with a challenge and it's kind of blocking our progress, we start thinking about what we don't have. We don't have the time. We don't have the money. We don't have the technology. We don't have the right contacts, right? We have all these, I wouldn't say excuses, but we have all these reasons of why we can't do something, right? And those somethings are actually, when we think about them, they're resources, right? We're claiming that we don't have a resource, right? We don't have enough time resource. We don't have enough money resource. We don't have enough technology resource, right? Maybe we need a better computer. Maybe we need, you know, some more money to do some paid advertising or something. Or maybe I didn't get enough sleep, right? We're tired, right? We don't have the resources, right? But that usually comes up when we're not getting what we want. We're not achieving the success that we want, right? We don't have the confidence that we need. We don't have the beliefs that we need. You know, before we got on this call, I was watching a video by Cindy Bloom, and she was talking about the belief and having belief in yourself and believing and that she believes in herself and that she believes that she's helping people, right? And I thought about that for a moment and about how that directly that has direct impact on exactly what I'm saying about resourcefulness. Because resourcefulness is when you have belief and confidence in yourself. Resourcefulness is the creativity that you already have. It's the determination that you already have. It's the curiosity that you already have. It's the passion that you already have, right? And we talked about passion last week, about energy. Energy that you already have, right? These are the resources that you have. And technically, you have an abundance of. If you believe you have an abundance of these things, then you do have an abundance of these things. If you believe you are lacking in these things, then you are lacking in these things, right? So the resourcefulness that you have already, that creativity, that determination, that curiosity, that passion, you have an abundance of it available to you at any time whenever you want to utilize them, right? So when we think about resources versus resourcefulness, you might think that you don't have enough money or you don't have enough technology or you don't have enough time or you don't have the right contacts. But if you tap into your resourcefulness, then you have all the money you need right now. You have all the time you need right now. You have all the contacts you need. And as you tap into what you have right now, you'll start to get more of those things, especially when you come at it from a positive aspect, right? And so right now, I give you a little story. Right now, I'm actually waiting to go do a blood test. So I've been fasting since last night. And I got to tell you, if you guys know me, I love to eat. So I'm, like, freaking starving here. I'm running, you know, the saying is running on fumes, right? We fly a jet, and then we get down to that E level. We're running on fumes, right? You're driving your car, you get down to the E's, like, running on fumes. And that's how I feel right now. I feel like I'm running on fumes. But yet, I don't feel a lack of energy. I don't feel that, you know, I'm not going to be able to do this call. I don't feel that I can't do my work. Why? Because I'm full of resourcefulness. And I'm confident and I have a belief in myself, right, that I can do whatever I want to do. And it's because of that that I can have focus. You know, I can tap into my creativity to solve problems, right? And so it doesn't matter that I'm running on fumes and that I'm really, really hungry, right? I'm tapping into my resourcefulness, right? And so one of the things that I've mentioned on the calls before is that in the past I've worked with special operation forces. We run scenarios, we help them do training exercises, things like that. And one of the things that I have learned over the years about special forces is that each soldier is extremely resourceful. When they go out to the field, they have all this gear and stuff, but at the end of the day, they don't need any of it. They just need themselves, right? And in a lot of ways, what I'm trying to do is train you to operate like a special force operator. Why? Because I want you to have the same belief like they have that all the resources that they need is themselves, which is what you have. You have all the resources that you need, right? And so I give you a story that is near and dear to my heart, and it's what I live every day. And I work for an email company, .com, so we're kind of like a startup, even though we've been around for many years, but we're very, very small. And I compete directly against the Google, the Yahoo, the MSN, all of these big players with an abundance of financial resources, an abundance of technology, an abundance of people, right? And my company, less than 25 employees, we are going head-to-head with these companies that are like, you know, they're the giants and, you know, they're the Goliath and, you know, here we are, you know, little Peter, like, oh, my God, like, these guys are so big. But we are so confident in what we do and so confident in our own personal resourcefulness that when we go out and we meet our potential customer and we know we're competing directly against the Google, the Yahoo, the MSN of the world, our resourcefulness is helping us win those deals, right? It's because of our resourcefulness and belief in that we can do it. Carlos Slim is my customer, right? I have 300 million users on my system. Why? Because our resourcefulness and belief in that we can achieve it too. It doesn't matter that we don't have all this money, that we don't have all this technology, we don't have all these smart people that have PhDs walking around our office, right? No, it's I can do this.
Hey, this is that Chris Thompson.
I believe in myself. I know that through my resourcefulness of creativity, passion, curiosity, determination, that I can compete directly against Google. That I can compete directly against Gmail, and that my product and what I do can compete exactly against them without question, right? And that's what I want to train you guys to think about and believe in is that you have all the resources that you need, okay? There isn't anything that you need extra today. You have everything, and you have everything in an abundance, which is, I think, really amazing, and I want you to tap into yourself. Right? Start tapping back more into yourself and your belief level and know that you have all the resources available to you today. You have all the tools that you need today. And you already have been working on it. You've been chunking things like we talked about last week. And you have success today. Okay? I think that's really important. You have success today. It's Wednesday. Usually, you know, this hump day we talked about last week, we work hard and just, you know, we got to push forward. So we can celebrate successes on Friday, which is what we're going to do again this week. But I want you to celebrate a little bit today because it's Wednesday, and you celebrate some of those successes that you had today. Take some of those little small wins that you had on Monday and Tuesday, right? You completed that blog post. You completed those videos. Celebrate those today. Why? Because that's going to give you some more confidence. It's going to give you some more belief in yourself. It's going to help you realize you have all the resourcefulness that you need. And you're going to feel a little bit more energy as you go through today, Wednesday, and as you push through on Thursday, all right? And tomorrow we're going to talk about the reason why people buy, right? I'm going to give you a really huge insight into that. And so I'm really pumped up. I want you guys to stay fully in state here, stay fully present, fully engaged, because this is going to give you the maximum value out of this call. And as you do that, you're going to be opening yourself up to only positive suggestions. So, Mike, I don't want to take too much more of the time here. I'm going to flip it over to you. Are you out there, buddy?
I'm here, man. Thanks so much for the words. Very, very powerful stuff. Resourcefulness. It's a really, really important word that you got to hold on to and understand, you know, what resourcefulness is. You know, Julian talked about a few excuses that we come up with, which is time, you know, money and connections and not having the skills. These are common everyday excuses that people use for them not to take action to materialize their dreams. It's really crazy to me how people come up with these excuses not to materialize their dreams. I mean, these are your dreams. These are the things that you actually want. And someone is giving you a blueprint of what you need to do to accomplish them, and you're giving them excuses, or you're giving yourself excuses, right? Because the person that gave you the blueprint, they probably don't care anyway, because they've probably already gotten their success, and they're just trying to pay it forward. But you're sitting there giving yourself all these excuses. Now, I think that in order to find true resourcefulness, you got to understand that it's an emotion. It's an emotional thing. We don't do things because we get in certain emotions. We feel down. We feel like we're not worth it. We're not good enough. We don't have enough. We don't know nobody. You know anyone. We don't know enough. And you just get into this slump, and you find yourself sitting on the couch with the remote, watching MTV, watching Today TV, or whatever you're watching. That's what you find yourself doing, as opposed to digging into your passion, as opposed to going to the gym and stirring up some new energy, instead of just refocusing on what you already know, or trying to find that original excitement that got you into the business in the first place, that allowed you to open up in a business in the first place, that allowed you to fill in the job application to get this job in the first place. Resourcefulness is a powerful word that you definitely got to hold dear to and understand that everything that, matter of fact, let me tell you a quick story. You think about some of the most creative people on the planet. They come from the most humble backgrounds. They come from backgrounds where they didn't have much, right? They didn't know much, but they figured it out. They said, I don't have any money to go to this Ivy League college, but I'm going to figure out how to get to college. I don't have enough money to get started in this business, but I really want to do this. I'm going to find a way to find the money. And some of you were probably at that point at one time, but you just got a little dull when your results wasn't coming as fast enough. But I'm here to tell you, if you start tapping into your resourcefulness a lot more, and I call it passion. It's got to be passion. You got to tap back into that passion. I don't care if you got to go for a 10-mile run. Go do something to stir up the energy and get those positive thoughts going in your head again so you can start tapping into your resourcefulness. When I first started multi-level marketing back in 2005, and I was at a real low point in my life. I had just dropped out of college. I had made a mess of college. You know, I had pretty much blown my mom's money in college. I went up there to get an education, and it just turned into a wild good time that pretty much sent me in a downward spiral of getting no results. So I remember that day I left college. That particular week, somebody had broken into my car. They stole my radio. I had very little money. I think I got into a fender bender that week. Like, all these different things would just happen. I was going in the spiraling down. So I asked a friend of mine. I came to a friend of mine, and I was in tears. I was like, bro, listen, all I need is $20. This was a few years back. So $20, I could fill it. I could put half that in my tank, and then the rest of it I was going to use on tolls. I'm driving from Providence, Rhode Island, in the middle of February with a busted-out window, and I took the bag off because it was making too much noise. So I had a busted-out window, no radio, no heat. I'm driving in this Mitsubishi lot on the I-95 from Rhode Island to New York. It's a three-hour ride. By the time I got home, I could barely feel my feet because it was so cold, and I was just in this down point in my life. And any little thing that could spark something changed it all. So I was at my job, and a friend of mine called me up, and it was the first time somebody hit me with the forum speech, you know, the family, occupation, recreation, money, and he's hit me with this forum thing. But I'm so low right now that whatever, I'll do whatever at this point to be successful or try to gain some success. So he told me about this opportunity, and I showed up, you know, and I was like, he told me the opportunity, he told me how much it costs, and I was like, man, I really want to do this, but I don't have that money. But I was so excited about it. Within about a few hours later, I showed up with all the money. It was a couple of $100s. I think it was close to $400. I showed up with all the money. I had tapped into every resource that I had. I picked up the phone. I was calling people. I was like, yo, I'm going to find this money. Between my little paycheck and whatever, I found the money, and I got started in the business. I got started in the business, and then we were working so hard that summer. We were making it happen. We had very little money. I think we had one, maybe two cars between all of us. We used to pack the cars out, ride back and forth from the city to get all this training, and we were riding from Starbucks to the movie theaters. We were having these house meetings. We were doing whatever it took to get the results. And you're talking about people who have very little money, come from humble backgrounds, and we were able to build a business right here on Long Island, New York, a business of a substantial amount of people right here in New York, Long Island, New York. We made it happen all because we was excited. We didn't know anybody. We didn't have any connections. We had a lot of passion. We had a lot of energy, and we just had the drive to get the shit done. That's probably the first time I cursed on the call, guys. We just had the energy to just get it done. We just kept pressing forward, no matter what circumstances was before us. We tapped into that resourcefulness of passion, energy, excitement, just to keep going. You know, right now you might be at a standstill in your business, or maybe you had a good point in your business, and you're just caught up that your people aren't producing like you're producing, right? It's all the same deal. It's passion. It's excitement. It's energy. You keep displaying that to yourself. You keep displaying that to your team members. Things will change, and they will change drastically if you just keep tapping into those resources that you already have, those resources that you can make as much or as little as you want as possible, because you have control over your energy. You have control over your passion. You have control over your excitement. You have control over your focus. All the emotions that you need to be successful, you have control of them. All the other things that you're focusing on that you don't have control on is going to keep you in a standstill. It's going to keep you on the couch with the remote watching Dr. Oz. I want you to start tapping into those emotions that are going to make you move. Make you move without thinking about it. Make you talk to somebody. You may not have made a dollar in your business, but you talk to somebody with so much excitement and passion, they're like, man, this person must be doing something good. I want to get started with them. They're seeing your videos online, and you're just talking with all this excitement and energy. You feel like you don't know what you're talking about, but somebody's watching that video like, man, that person is excited. I want to work with them. You walk up to your boss, and you let them know, listen, I've been at this job for 2 years. I know I can do this job better than anybody. Show me how to get promoted. You walk into that college. You see all these different classes, all these professors telling you all this stuff. You're getting a little confused, but you know you want to graduate in 4 years. You know you want to graduate in 2 years. You know you want to get that degree so you can go out there and start a business, or you can go out there and work for your favorite corporation. It's passion, energy, excitement. That's what's going to get you through everything. Your focus, that's what's going to get you through everything. That's what's going to get you from point A to point B, from where you are to where you want to be. That's what's going to change it all. Learning to control your emotions. Learn to turn it all around at an instant, at the snap of your fingers. Being fully engaged in your own life to say, you know what? I'm better than this. I'm better than this. I deserve success. I deserve to help people. I deserve to keep moving forward. I deserve to make six figures a year. I deserve this stuff. And it's going to show. It's going to show in your work ethic. It's going to show how much passion and love and excitement you have for what you do. And all of a sudden, the universe is going to start giving you everything that you desire in life. Once you start to use your emotions to get the job done. Guys, this is Mike Williams. I want you to send motivation. Text motivation to 77948. That's motivation to 77948 for updates. And guys, go out there. It's, what is today? I don't even know the day. Today's Wednesday. After you get off this call, I want you to just think about that. Think about how much passion you are displaying about your business. Think about how much excitement you're displaying about your business. Just thinking about how much love that you have right now. Think about how much courage that you do have right now. Think about all that stuff. And I want you to just times it by 100. And I want you to go out there and make a sale today. Just go out there and make a sale. I don't care what you're doing. Make a sale. Go find a new job. Do something. I want you to just go out there and make it happen. And use all that passion and excitement to get it done, guys. This is Mike Williams. I'm see you tomorrow, same time, same place, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Later.